Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And we have a fantastic guest today, one of the most productive collegiate quarterbacks in the country. He hails from Louisiana Monroe, the Warhawk standout, Caleb Evans. Caleb, welcome to the – how's the day treating you today?
It's treating me pretty well. Just got the note that class is canceled, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's something going around, and hopefully you stay safe as you kind of make your path towards this next level. I mean, I got so much to talk about in such a short amount of time because you have so many interesting things that you bring to the table. But, I mean, I'm curious. Most of the quarterbacks that come on our program, they were a quarterback from basically the time that they put a football in their hand. Was that basically the same circumstances for you?
It was similar circumstance. I was a quarterback probably when I was about 6 or 7, and then I played a little DN and safety as well too, and a little tight end as well. You know, just moved me around kind of.
And how about that athleticism? I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days with Caleb Evans, a kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every weekend.
That didn't happen until probably, you know, high school. Unfortunately, in my Pee Wee days, I was kind of just the guy out there having fun, looking into the dirt, you know, just happy to be out there with my friends.
you're pretty cool, though. So, you know, a lot of guys flip the role, so you may not have been doing it at Pee Wee level, but you were scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns a weekend in the Sun Belt, so you start doing it at the collegiate level, Caleb. That's kind of shows you how much you transformed your game and kind of how far and how prolific you've been at the collegiate level. So let's kind of – so you start doing the quarterback thing. Let's take us through your high school. So, I mean, who was looking at you, and how did you know becoming a Warhawk was going to be your best path moving forward?
It was a long road in high school. I actually went to 2 different high schools, one in Mansfield, Texas. Started my sophomore year on varsity. Felt good about that, you know, a big 5A school in Texas. Just wasn't the right system for me. And I went to Bishop Dunn, and I didn't play my junior year. So I really had probably just 1 year, my senior year, of, like, actual good film for college scouts. And one of those college scouts that took a chance on me was Coach Kubik, my offense coordinator. He's at Southern Miss right now, but he was riding with me all the way when he was at SFA, and then he moved to ULM last minute. Crazy thing about that, I didn't take official visit at all. I just trusted Coach Kubik when he made the transition from SFA to ULM, and I guess it paid out for me pretty well.
Oh, it definitely paid out for you. Once again, the Warhawk standout quarterback, Caleb Evans, joining us here on the C2P, talking a little college football and NFL draft. If you missed any of this show in its entirety with our featured guests, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to Caleb Evans at your leisure. So let's go into the nooks and crannies of what you bring to the table. I mean, you're about a month away from finding out where you're going to land at the next level, but if you're in the film room with these scouts, you're breaking down some tape with them, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are they going to look at you and say, Caleb, man, we got to bring you aboard the 53-man roster because these are the things that we love the most?
That's a great question. I would say just my poise during the games. I never let any games get too big for me or too small for me. I play each one with an even keel kind of mindset and go out there and work hard. And then, the ability to run and throw, I think that's what the NFL is kind of moving towards kind of now. So I'm coming in at kind of the right time, I feel like.
Yeah, you definitely are. I mean, you did. And I don't know where I read it, and I don't even know because, like, you know, sometimes you read certain things. I think they said Jalen Hurts was the only quarterback that was more productive than you in certain statistics. And, I mean, you talk about some prolific mm-hmm. numbers, but, Jay, but that just shows you how productive you were both passing and running the football. I ask you, I mean, most at this point, there's really nothing these teams don't know about you. But, I mean, is there anything that, you know, we don't see on film that's just a benefit in case they are listening? I mean, maybe you could have threw more deep balls, more intermediate routes. Maybe you could have ran the ball more. Team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. I mean, is there anything left, Caleb, that these scouts need to know about that, again, can kind of help you, you know, fall into their favor?
I guess I really don't have a direct answer. Maybe just the if they can see the mentality I have, you know, I'm just the team guy I am as far as getting guys up, elevating other guys around me. But other than that, I think, you know, they probably ask my coaches what kind of guy I am, but I'm pretty sure my coaches say nice things about me too, hopefully.
Hey, I mean, you come across as a fantastic young man. I'm sure there's nothing but positive things coming your way. How about this one? I mean, the play comes in, you're about to execute it. I mean, what is your favorite ball to throw? I mean, when it releases the palm of your hand and you love seeing it hit your receiver's, you know, hands, I mean, what's your favorite pass to kind of execute?
I would say this crossing route we have in our playbook with the tight end or the Z receiver. It's a great route concept, just right over the linebacker's head. I like that because as soon as I throw it over there, over the linebacker's head, it's nothing but space for the runner, I mean, for the tight end and receivers to work. And normally that play ends up in a big, big 20-yard gain or something at least.
Yeah, that's always a big thing. And for you, I mean, you are very dynamic. You know, I mean, you can do both things. You do them, you know, and you're a quarterback at heart. I think sometimes that gets lost in transition when a guy can do what you do running the football. But, I mean, you truly are a quarterback. You're just athletic enough to do things and the play breaks down. But how much do you just love running the football as well? I mean, we know you're a passer at heart, but, I mean, you know, how much do you just kind of love tucking the thing and going?
I mean, I actually made a joke to my coaches and guys that asked me questions like that, especially my senior year. Told him I was getting old, you know. I'm not as young and nimble as I was sophomore year and junior year. But I actually had the most rushing yards I ever had my senior year, so that's kind of crazy. But it's a sort of, you know, whatever the defense give me, you know, sometimes they'll play the pass where they don't want me to throw the ball and I'll have to improvise and make something work, you know, to move the ball and use my legs. And then sometimes they'll play the run where they don't want me to run the ball at all. And I'll just be passing the whole game. So, you know, it's just the pick your poison and we'll go from there type of thing.
It definitely. It is pick your poison against this Louisiana Monroe standout quarterback, Caleb Evans, taking some time out of his busy schedule to join us here on the C2P. You're a month away. I mean, can you believe you're so close to a childhood dream? I mean, this is probably something you've dreamt of. And, you know, you went through the process of training and you've done all the work you can. And now you're this close. I mean, do you wake up every day? Do you think about it? How much and how much do you try to put it out of your mind?
It's crazy. It's a long process, and it's exciting, though, you know. Like you said, you dream of these things when you're, like, 6, 7 years old. You know, all you hear about is NFL, making it and all those things. So, I mean, it's definitely exciting and motivation and this long process of working out, you know, just the tedious journey of working out, waking up in the morning, things like that gets kind of, you know, mundane, but it's some of the necessary things you have to do to keep pressing towards your goal. And I enjoy it, you know, because I take pride in those little things because, you know, it's a childhood dream.
And for you, I'm curious. I mean, I assume you were training somewhere in terms of just, you know, combine-type prep and pro-day workouts. And were you working with the position coach as well?
See, for me, it's different. You know, I was going to go somewhere, preferably in Houston or Florida, to train. But when I found out I wasn't going to go to the combine, I just came back to school. I had 3 classes left to get my degree. So, you know, I said, you know what, I might as well get this degree while, you know, I've been playing 4 years here and finish these 3 classes off. Did that, and I'm down here training. I actually had my brother, Gerard Evans. He used to play for Virginia Tech. And he made it to the league, you know, had some years in the league, and he was training me down here, getting me right for pro day. So hopefully we'll be able to do a pro day still.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, in those pro days, it's tricky with everything going on with this coronavirus. Some guys I'm talking to each day, their pro day's canceled. Some guys, you know, they it's still going on. So hopefully you get that opportunity to do your thing. And, you know, I read, I think, on your bio, 9 siblings. So you're talking about your brother. Who's the sometimes it's, you know, I know, you know, it might sound like a funny thing, but, I mean, are you the most athletically gifted person in your family? Is there somebody else in the family? Is there a sibling that we don't know about that makes you kind of look like second fiddle?
That's a great question. You know, for my sake, I'm just saying I'm the most athletic. Hopefully none of my siblings are listening to this. But, you know, I think we all have a special, you know, unique skill set of our own. You know, we all can do different things, and we all could kind of do the same thing. So it's just, you know, whoever feels like they're the best at that day, I guess, you know.
Yeah, same. That's if that's how it's got to be, you know, that's going to be. And there's nothing better than a big family, especially around the holidays. You know, just having everybody around. Caleb, we're almost out of time, and we appreciate you joining us. But we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out, just a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Now take us inside that Warhawks locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname? And how'd they get it?
That's a great question. We don't have a lot of guys. I would just say Turbo, maybe. This guy on the team, he played DN. We call him Turbo. You know, I don't even know how he got the nickname. He had it ever since high school, and it just stuck with him ever since then. I guess he did hurdles and track, but he's a DN, so I don't know how that works. You know, but he has Turbo, and we call him Turbo.
Fair enough. Now, you get drafted, you make your impact as a rookie, you start getting some endorsement deals. What would be that favorite thing to – if I'm watching a commercial and you could be that guy in it, what's that favorite thing you want to endorse?
I would say easily Old Spice. I'm an Old Spice guy. You know, I feel like I could do better than Terry Crews, you know. I feel like I'm more shape than that guy. So, you know, try me out, Old Spice.
I love it. And then the final one, a month away from the draft, basically, I'm sure it's going to be a time that you're together with family and friends as you celebrate this next path in your football life. With that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what meal would you like that person to have ready as you celebrate this next step?
The best cook in my family is either my mom or my sister. I would say my dad, but he just makes chicken. So I'm just saying my mom and my sister, they got a variety of things. But I'd say I go with my mom and have her make some spaghetti that she likes to make. Pretty good.
Excellent, man. Hey, God bless you moving forward. You were fantastic and fun to watch, and I can't wait to see you do that your thing at the next level. But, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, stay blessed. Best of luck on that pro day. We hope it comes through for you. And if not, these cats know enough already, but they're just going to have to, you know, go off the tape and the work that they've done. But, hey, man, keep doing what you're doing. It's fantastic.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Caleb Evans, and you just got to love what this kid brings to the collegiate level. When he come across, it's such a fun, energetic young man. I can imagine just playing in that huddle with him. You just got to have that sense of just like, hey, you know what, today's going to be a good day. And you see some of the prolific things he's been able to do at the collegiate level. Again, a Sunbelt standout. Got to watch as we move forward. A month away, folks. As always, big shout out to Caleb joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.